My presentation will be talking about the cooperation between Cuba, U.S., and Caribbean issues. Of course, we will talk about a little about the impact of the bloqueo, but I am not a specialist about the impact of the bloqueo. I am an environmentalist. And for the reason, I will talk about all the issues that my research in my university, in my organization. But I put some issues about the environment, but my principal objective now will be the impact of the environment, okay? Because it's very important to understand what is the objective of my presentation. Because it's to respect you and respect me, I am not a specialist in impact of the blockade. And for the reason, it's very, very important to be clear what is the objective of this presentation. For the reason, you saw what it is my lovely Havana University Center and my international university network, where University of Illinois belongs of our international university network. For the reason, we will try to present a different point of view about the what is the objective. The next, please. To be clear, this research, I will try to present the principal idea to research how it's important the Cuban, U.S., and Caribbean Pacific University cooperation in the political practice about the environmental program at environmental education. What is the role of the cooperation between our countries, our university, to try to develop environmental education to try to fight against the climate change together? That is my principal point of view. For the reason, the research that I want to present for you is contribute to the threat-based cooperation process. Because the same problem that we have with the climate change in Cuba, you have here, and you have in every part of the world. For the reason, we need to try to analyze what is the danger and vulnerability that we have now in order to try to be the sustainable human, sustainable development. If we don't understand that, we cannot think about the human sustainable development. For this reason, we will put the link between university society, climate change, and human sustainable development relationship to try to put in the different contexts. For this reason, the next, please. I want to do this. This is in California now, with the level of the sea. This in U.S. is now. You will see Cuba. But I want to know that you need to understand that this is a question is here and now for the U.S. too. No, everybody needs to know that the principal issue that we are developing in the world, you have the same problem. The next, please. You know, Miami. Well, what happened with the level of the sea will be like a continued process? It's like Havana. We have the same problem. For the reason, I asked the real cooperation between Cuba and U.S. and what is the impact of the blockade in avoid this cooperation. But the reason, the Environmental Protection Agency from U.S. and Minister of the Environment in Cuba need to work together in order to try to develop the different perspective with the same problem. What is the link to fight against the vulnerability? And for the reason, the next, please. This is now in Louisiana for the hurricane. It is U.S. and you will see Cuba. It's very similar. We have the same problem. The next, Louisiana, now, today, yesterday. The next, please. It's a lovely Chicago. You know who, you know this? How will be Chicago very soon? Will be more cold than Everest and Antarctica. Yeah. What happened with the Chicago for the public policy for the human sustainable development? What happened with the homeless in Chicago? What happened with the poor people in Chicago? What happened with the people who don't have calefaction? How say, help me.
Heater.
I want to, in Cuban, please.
Heater.
With salsa cubana, okay. Yes, it is very important to understand the problem that we have with a different problem, but the same problem. The big problem is the same. For the reason, please, for the reason we hide, how we study, what is my research, vulnerability and shames to the climate change, a vulnerability on the different sector, and we want to present the Cuban United States and Caribbean University Cooperation in public administration, climate change, and environmental education. Why public education? And why public administration? Because if we don't form the political people to understand what means the governability, what is sustainable governability, how you will try to understand human sustainable development. And for the reason, the link between the governability, the public policy, and public administration, how is the role of the public policy and the health policy and the other policy, like to try to develop the different perspective about what is the means health. What is the holistic approach of the health? To try to understand exactly what are we want to develop in this perspective. The next, please, is, well, I love my Caribbean. I am Caribbean 100%. But you see, I this part of the Miami, part of the Florida, but the island in the different island, the Caribbean island, have the same problem in the, all this. Or is there no internalization of the cost of this problem that we have now? For example, what are we doing? For example, the next, what are we doing? The vulnerability of the state, and how are we need to work together to combat this vulnerability. And for the reason, the next, we say, now, what's the problem? In Alaska, is the more high than never. Not now. What? This says now, the apartheid, everybody know what mean apartheid? The apartheid climatic. What mean here? What is now in the real countries, what mean they? You know Katrina? What happened in Katrina? Where were the rich people? And where the poor people in the stadium and the other place? And what is the relationship with social vulnerability, economic vulnerability, and environmental vulnerability? What is the link to try to understand exactly what is this? For the reason we are using all these issues, the next, what do you use it to try to do? Population, environment, and university is my work, is my research. I am working about the governability for the human population, but environmental culture. What is the base? Environmental culture. I am very happy when I see here in Chicago more bicycles than 20 years ago. Now the people use more bicycles, but the people continue using one person, one car. A lot of car, one person is car. And for this reason, how we need to change the people to know what is the problem that we have, not the future. What will be the heritage for our child? For what we will give our new civilization? For this reason, what is the relationship? You will see now the migration. What is the impact of the migration, the environmental vulnerability, social vulnerability, and economic vulnerability has, like we say now, I don't know how to say English, caravanas in Central America. Because the people have, poor people have a social problem and environmental problem. You see, we say that is a relationship between social, economic, and political issues in order to try to understand exactly what is the dynamic demographic, to try to understand what is the political and governability. The other issues is how we need to analyze this point of view. Technology and consumption. What is the clean energy? What is the role of the clean energy? And what is the role of the dirty energy to use the climate change? Where begin fighting us, the principal fighting for the climate change, begin in the family. The principal education, the principal consume, and the principal responsible consume is at the level of the family. After that, the school and the other issues. But we need to know the internalization of this holistic approach to try to do what is the role for us, the population, a sustainable development, a governability for the human population. The other issues is how we need to be the scale, no? You excuse me my Spanish, but do you prefer I can do in Russian, in Portuguese and Italian? Okay, but it's my Spanglish. You according with my Spanglish, you understand me? Ya gabarito para usted tú. Okay, entonces, now, we'll see what is the principal integrated view that we have in our research to try to put holistic approach, social science, political science, national science, but what is the impact of the health, like a conception holistic approach of the health, economical health, political health, and social leg. This is very important to understand what is the public cooperation for the public administration and climate change. This is, the next please, what this mean. Now you will see. Now with the climate change, the hurricanes are more frequently and more high, more storm. And now, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, were category number one. Now category number four, number five. And this number five is more destruction. And now how we need to know the hurricane in Cuba, the hurricane is the same in US. How we prepare condition, how it's necessary to the cooperation, the blockade, they give now the possibility to do a very good relationship to try to work together in the same methodology to use that. For the reason, we see always it's a geomorphological platform, not the same when you live in the continent and when you live in the island, and when you live in the coast. It's very important to understand the particularity where we are living in order to understand exactly what we can do it, because Puerto Rico, Havana, and the other is not the same. For example, that is a hurricane. Some of these hurricanes have been here in Chicago? No, yes? You know, we in Cuba, we live in the Caribbean, we live with the culture of the hurricane. We know when you will want to go to Cuba, when do we don't have a hurricane? In October? No. September? No. November? Yes. December? Yes. Because it's not hurricane time. But the reason is very important to understand that the culture that is all not only for Latin America and North America is very important to understand what is the impact of the hurricane category 3 and 5 in this last year. To understand exactly what is the real problem that we have. For the reason, I want to put one example for you. The light hurricane category 5, the Irma hurricane, you will see the trajectory. And you will see how we can to understand why I asked working about the cooperation. Guadalupe. How was the destruction in Guadalupe? Barbuda was destroyed all the island. Wow. The people move Antigua because Barbuda was destroyed. How you are talking about the human sustainable development if you don't prepare a condition to education the people for that? Continue, please. San Martin, look. Continue. U.S. Puerto Rico now, everybody know what happened in Puerto Rico now. What is the consequence of the environmental vulnerability with the corruption, with the social products, of the social, of those issues? How we can understand exactly the link with the climate change, with the corruption. It is very important to understand in the political approach, in the holistic approach to understand exactly what is happening for the poor people, for the vulnerability for the poor people, and that in particular in the black people too. For the reason it's very important to understand all these issues. The next, continue, Bahamas, Everybody in Obama. My lovely Havana. Oh. You know, Central Havana. How many kilometers go del agua at the, in the city? It is my Havana. And what happened if you don't take account all these issues to try to talk about the real problem that we have? Continue, please. Havana, destroy the different building now. Continue. That is the cause of the danger of the coastal and marine sector of the hurricanes. How you can to do the internalization or externality of production this hurricane? What is the cost? How you will talking about the human sustainable development if you analyze the economic point of view? How you will do the internalization for the human sustainable development, the cost of the hurricane? That is a very important to understand, a different methodology to understand. Because it one is a cost, economic. But the social cost, the gender cost, what is the population, the vulnerability of the population, the aging people, not is the same, the young people are the aging people in front of a hurricane. It is very important to understand that we are linking. Continue. For example, what we are doing, the Cuban response, that we are doing now in our project. For example, it is the principal affectation regard for Cuba, how will be Cuba, and how you need to do that for planification, for the political issues in the different municipality. How you will talking about if you don't know that? How you will give this for the political issues in the country? It's a methodology that we use it. What will happen with the beach? What is the relationship with the beach, with the tourists? And what will be for the economic? What will be for the human sustainable development of the population? It is very important to understand the science, what is the role of the science to use it like a political issue to improve the quality of life of the population in the planification for the future. It is very important to understand this methodology, how we use it, they come to use it in the different country. For example, it is very important. How will be all this for the level of the sea? Is the thing that we were talking in Miami, we were talking in the different, how is the level of the sea every day more and more high? And what happened with Cuba? How will be the Cuba in 50 years? Now everybody need to sing. How will change Miami? How will change Cuba? How will change Havana? How will change the different city like Santiago, like Cienfuegos? How we will be all these issues? For this reason, this methodology, we want to use it here to do a comparative issue here with the different city. A blockade here is impossible to do something like that now. For example, no se mueve. Well, this is a very romantic place in Havana, the Malecón. You are from Havana?
Yeah.
Yes. How many times you will give the pet in Malecón? Yeah. Oh, it's a very romantic place. Yeah. It is a lovely place. It is Cuban.
Yeah.
Yes, you know. Because if you don't go there, if you go to Havana, you don't listen music, and you don't have a romantic night, you are not in Havana. But it is a hurricane time. In the hurricane time, nobody. He has been in Havana a long time. He has been in Havana, enjoying the Malecón a lot, but not in this condition. It has been very important to understand what is the risk to understand, but it's the same in Miami, it's the same in a different part of the world. I saw it this in Havana, but it's the same. For the reason we continue working, the cooperation for the Caribbean. The next, please. What is it's important part that we are to understand. This is a very important to the regional framework sector to try to work here with US and with the different part in the world. Because in agriculture and food security, and the other issues are very important to understand what is important of the health. If you don't take account the health for the reason it's very, very bad. Now it's a very dangerous for their health, with the different disease and the different activities are very bad for the health, the impact for the health. And now, how we will do it, the cooperation. Continue. Well, this is now we say, in Cuba, the more important now is the tarea vida. Tarea es, how say tarea? Homework life. Homework life. Because if we don't take account that this is our life, it's more important for the political issues now in Cuba. The cooperation to the different in the different level, how everybody, how the society need to be prepared to fighting against the climate change with this. This is in general, all the political issues, all the community, all the people. Well, what is the base? Environmental education. If you don't do the education, you cannot understand exactly what you need to do in order to avoid this problem. For the reason we have been working in all these issues. You will see at least short, medium, and long period to work. How you will prepare with a strategical point of view to develop the tarea vida. It is very important. Priority zones. How we prepare to do a comparative use with priority zone here in US and in Cuba to try to do a comparative issues, how to work together in order to avoid more problems. It is a one issue that the impact of the blockade don't have now give the permission to work together in this line, so important line. It's very important to try to work in this area. The other issues is work all these issues that we want to try to do the cooperation, economic of the climate change, is very important to try to understand all these issues in the public and private education in order that people will understand that this is a problem for today, for now, not for the future. Here, the political issue have a different conception that they now have climate change, but the science show it every day, the evidence that the climate change is more and more and more strong. It is very important. The next, please, will be now, is now in another context of what we are doing. We are doing in our lovely, the Rehel land, the lovely Jamaica. What we are doing in Jamaica now, for example, the next, this is that we are doing the vulnerability in the coast, a vulnerability of the population. How we need to do the link, the vulnerability of the coast, a vulnerability of the population. How we are working with the Minister of the Environment, and what is the role of the university in this area, Negril and the other issues, to try to work together, Kingston, Negril, and Montego Bay, and the other issues, to try to work together, to show that the local government, how we can to work together. That is the one thing that we want to do here. The other, for example, is, you see, this is experience from Jamaica that we are doing now, working with in the different government in Jamaica. Continue. It is very important, and Guyana's. It is very important to understand the climate change in Guyana. It is very important that what we are working there. Continue. You see that we are doing. The adaptation, the cultural adaptation for the different people in the San Kitts and Nevis. How will be the adaptation for the climate change in the small island? It's the same like Cuba, in the same that the Puerto Rico, and the same in the other island, in the small island. How we need to do the cultural adaptation by environmental education. But not it's only here, because everybody know, this is Panama. Well, continue Panama. The other, this. This is our laboratory, how say laboratory? Laboratory. In Panama, in San Blas. In San Blas. The water is inside of the island, but who lived here? Rich people? No. The indigenous people, Kuna Yala. What mean for the Kuna Yala to lose the land and to go to the continent? What is the impact of the climate change for these people? It's not economic, the social, it changed everything, the prayer of life, to because they live like a fisherman and now today to live like agriculture. How they did that adaptation, how they did. Now it's one of the issues that we have in 49 communities that we are working in this area with the University of Panama. The other is a magister program that we are doing. These are five people, this is not me. These are five people, these five people, it's not me. It's a stand. It's a stand, not me. It's a very fat, I am not fat, I am. Okay. Okay. Yes or no? Yes. It's true. Yes. That is a question. We use the university like a laboratory to prepare the people to avoid this problem. That we need to try to do the link here with the universities here in U.S. and the other country. It is very important to understand. Continue. We know in Colombia, lovely Colombia, we are working about the culture of the peace. What is the role of the environmental protection, the global change, political ecology for the climate change into the culture of the peace in Colombia? What is the role of the environmental education to consolidate the peace? It is very important to understand what is the role for the climate change and the other issue. Well, it is now the caravana. What the caravana now in Central America want to come to here? If you analyze one by one what is the problem to impulse this migration, you will see the poverty, you will see the insecurity, you will be the environmental problem, the link, social, economic, and the other issues. It's very important because it's my environmental migration. The other is now in Louisiana. What happened in Louisiana? But the thing that in Gulf of Mexico is very near the Cuba, and you will see that we come to the people, the thing that is here and here is the same here, because we have the same ecosystem. And for the reason, it's very important the cooperation and the U.S. blockade don't have the possibility to try to work together like a people to do the best form. The other, it is in Louisiana, how prepare. It is very, very funny. How the people who have resources prepare to avoid the water go inside. Yes, but if you don't have resources, you cannot prepare anything. No? It's a very, very important to understand what happened now in Louisiana. The other is what we are doing. Cooperation that we have. This is another five people, and it's not me. Yes, that is that we are doing in the CARICOM, Community of the Caribbean People. While we prepare people in the CARICOM to prepare the different countries, to prepare with different methodology to do the real cooperation. It's a dream to put together American and Cuban and Caribbean to work together like international team in the same problem. At the blockade now avoid this possibility to work together in international course, because we organize every year a workshop in Cuba and Jamaica and the other country together working with the CARICOM to try to develop and to prepare the government, to prepare the country for the climate change. This is very important, the cooperation that we have developing. The other is that the perspective that all the, it is like that we try to work about the university and society with the sustainability in order to try to do, not only for the Caribbean, for the Pacific too. When I talk about the Pacific, I am talking about Latin America for the Pacific, for Peru, for the other countries too. Of what we are doing, for example, in South Korea. We are doing for Korea and the other people, Vietnam, Laos, they are not only in Atlantic point of view. The difference, how we will be all these issues. Now, it's I will not repeat all these issues, but this is a very important issue that we want to try to develop in this perspective. And thank you very much. Muchas gracias. And now, question, please. It says, I was so rapidly to that you understand exactly, and now will be the real exchange. Okay. Iba a poner un reggaetón, pero no lo puse.
Chacal.
We have an environmental reggaeton too. Okay. Question, please. Well, now we have a different program with University of Illinois. Now we have...
As so there are the universities who are collaborating towards resolving the climate change issue.
Now we will try to develop the different... Try. No, we don't have really... Now it's very, very difficult to try to do a different project. We are organizing the different projects with university, for example, Illinois, University of Puerto Rico, University of Texas Tech University, in order to try, because our international university network has the possibility to do this type of the project. We organize it now. We'll be in August in Veracruz. We will have a congress about the university and climate change for Latin America and US. Now we will try to put people for a different part to present the experience and to try to exchange different experiences, not only with Latin American, but to in Africa and Asia and the other country to try to do this. Now that we are working in this project, the final result that we have, we want to see now, for example, will be the next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a congress in Panama to show what this issues about this is about the political issue of the climate change. Now, the principal issue now is the university come to work with us together inside to present the project, to do the project with the different, for example, 20 years ago, we had the different project with the MacArthur Foundation, with the Ford Foundation, with the other foundation. They have money to develop a different project. Now it's very difficult. Now the reality that we have. But to exchange the student and to do the link with the professor is very important to try to develop and to organize, to present the project. But now to work with Cuba is very difficult.
How specifically can these countries prepare for climate change? And how is cooperating with the U.S. going to specifically achieve that?
Yes, I was very similar to you did. But it's very important now. Now, for example, a presentation like this, a congress like the other, to try to motivate the professor to present the project together with a different university here in US, with us, and with different universities in the Caribbean area. One of the issues that we are trying to develop is to use it. For example, not only Cuba, cooperation between US and Caribbean. When you put the Caribbean, you put Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the other island, not only U.S. and Cuba. You understand?
Right.
It is one of the methodologies that we use it to understand. For example, University of South Florida, Tampa, have a very good project about the Caribbean. But you cannot talk about the Caribbean without Cuba. But for the reason it's a multinational, and the multinational, you can work with Cuba. Of course, you cannot give money to do the research in Cuba, but you... It is another form. Now that is another form that we use in order to develop the perspective, the collaboration between US and Cuba in the different research. And the publication.
What is that project trying to do exactly?
Well, the study of the methodology, to study to do a comparative issue between different priority areas to the adaptation and the adaptation from the climate change. What is the role of the university, for example? Not, it's the same university in New Orleans and university in Buffalo. You know, what is the difference between how you do the link between university, society, and environment? How you do the respond, the priority of your community and your municipality? That is, for example, we case studies. In this case study, you use a different methodology to use the climate change. At the methodology, you do the adaptation of each municipality. The indicator and the variable that you use it need to respond the reality that you have. Not the same like I have in Cuba, like you say in New York, for example. But we exchange the methodology, we exchange the experience, and we are doing this project that we are doing. After that, you do the publication, you put it on the website, and you do all these issues. That is one of the things, of the other issues is the seminar to exchange students. For example, University of Sarah Lawrence College in New York, how the students go to Cuba for a semester, and they understand what it means Cuba, and what is the reality, what is the project that they need to do to present here, after that, to present the credit here. But it's the one form to exchange. You need, the world of the university is very whole. It's a holistic approach. For example, one is the issue that we are now developing is the gender and global change. How you would think about the gender and global change? What is the role of the women in the global change? Who prepare the food? Who buy the food? Who buy in the store the food? It's a product is good for the environment. This product don't take account the environment. Thanksgiving, turkey Thanksgiving is organic and Thanksgiving chemic. Who take account all the production? If you use the plastic, and you use your bolsa, como se dice la bag. You don't go to the store I go with my bag. I don't want to use it. This is little by little, because it is a very good problem. It's a civilization problem. Now we need to change little by little, because the concept that you have will be the force to change the real possibility to save the planet, to save our civilization. This is very important for the university. We are doing that, these issues.
Yes. To put the burden of the environmental protection on the
question. I agree with you, because now the principal issue, how we, the United Nations, is very important to try to develop all these perspectives for the climate change, and to try to work even in particular now, how is the role of the to try to do a best practice for the states to try to avoid all this problem. This is a mitigation. What is the role of the mitigation to developing this perspective? And what is the role of the people to avoid the migration, about the equality of the police, about the human sustainable development? What is the agenda 2030? The agenda 2030, United Nations, is the principal document to do the regulation for the adaptation and mitigation for the climate change, and they take account all these issues that you are talking about.
What would you say is the response of the government of Cuba to the fact that the U.S. is so responsible for so much of the global warming and climate change?
Of course. Because you know, the global, the tarea vida, we have a different point of view to try to avoid the responsible of Cuba is that the thing that we have been doing a long time ago, to respond to avoid that the pollution, to avoid the clean energy, to avoid to put the clean energy and the other issues, the political environmental policy. When for 1992 was the first issue about the principal environmental policy that we have developing. Because if you go to the Medio Ambiente CEU, you will find all the documents, all the regulation, all the environmental law for the pollution and for the other issues. We have a lot of documents, a lot of results about the government of Cuba used to avoid the environmental pollution and the global health. This is very important. Yes. We have every two years the Environmental Protection Agency. I was here working with the University Georgetown University and Johns Hopkins University, working about the climate change, what is the role of the environment between Cuba and U.S. Working about to try to organize a project. We did a very good project with the aquarium, there in that place, we're developing a very good project with Obama, with the other two. We have been working here with the project a long time ago. But we had the different position here to to work in the difference between, for example, Cuba, Canada, and Mexico with development, and here in U.S. with development, we did the project, we have the results. Now it's more complicated. Yes. The administration helped to do that.
So hi, my name is Howard Ehrman. I'm mostly a retired faculty member at the University of Illinois Chicago, one of the institutions that Javier is working with. I really want to thank Javier for another great talk. We first met about a year ago, had a great lunch together. And thank you for pointing out the marathon. So I'd like to sort of bring up a different perspective that gets back to what Neil said at the beginning, and that is the role of U.S. imperialism. How many people here who are from Chicago or were here either in 1995, this is 24 years ago today, that the worst heat wave in the United States happened? 2010, we had the worst flooding in the history of Chicago. How many people were here? And how many people think we've made any progress since then? So I'd really encourage everybody, if you haven't heard about this movie, it's just started on Friday, called Cook. C-O-O-K-E-D. It's similar to the book that was written by Eric Weinberg about the specifics of the heat wave and how it particularly disproportionately killed older African Americans in Chicago. And there's a concept, I don't know if this has come up in Cuba, and I want to invite people to see what Cuba's doing by going to Cuba. Sarah and I, Stan, Donna, we're going on the Ben Soramos Brigade in 10 days, but there's lots of trips that we could help you get on from the Chicago Cuba Coalition. So the best way to see what Cuba's doing on climate change is to go there, because they're doing incredible things. But I want to bring up a concept that is gaining kind of popularity in a way around the world. And that is that neoliberalism is morphed and is morphing into global fascism. And one of the ways this intersects with climate change is the idea that masses of people, half or more of the human population, are disposable. Meaning that the US imperialist and, in my opinion, the Russian imperialist and the Chinese imperialist and everybody else in the EU, they don't care about saving the rest of the world. They don't care about the hurricanes as long as it doesn't directly affect the bottom line, which is their profit. And this is really important for Chicago, because basically the south and west sides of Chicago is where all the flooding took place, with the exception of Albany Park, which has now been fixed since the flood, because coincidentally it's been gentrifying the last 15 years. So that's why it was fixed, not because there was a need to fix it when it was primarily people of color. But on the south and west side is where all the 20,000 homes that flooded in 2010 are. And none of that's been fixed. I was assistant commissioner of the Department of Health here under Harold Washington, and a couple years afterwards, we had no more cooling centers than we did in 1995, and all but one are open from 9 to 5. So you better not get hot after 9 to 5 or before 9. You know, whatever indicators you want to look at, it doesn't make a difference, okay? So people probably have more air conditioners than they did in 1995, but they have less money to spend on turning on. So I think this concept is really important, but we've got to realize that even most people in this room are part of the disposable people. Not as vulnerable, probably, as most people on the south and west side, but that's the way we've got to think. It's not that it's going to change, because Obama and the Paris Treaty was a bunch of garbage. It never accomplished anything. So
they use Monsanto. They use everything, yes. The food. Okay? So if they don't care about the health care here, getting sick is a luxury. And they giving us all the poison in our food.
Yes.
So how are they gonna care about the environment when they're killing the human beings? That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not an expert, I'm just a regular Cuban that lives here. I just want everybody to know that the blockade really affects
a lot.
Sí, porque quizás si el cambio climático no se puede evitar, sí se puede, como dice el profesor, sí se puede mitigar las consecuencias, el efecto negativo de los cambios climáticos.
And if the climate change cannot be avoided, as the professor says, the effects can be mitigated.
Sí, porque Se sabe, el cambio climático trae problemas en el ecosistema. Con todo eso, eso trae un problema económico, un problema de salud, un problema social. El gobierno cubano, y no estoy politizando, o no quiero politizar, el gobierno cubano siempre se ha preocupado mucho por la salud, por el bienestar social del pueblo cubano, por la economía. ¿Qué pasa? Que lo...
So the climate change brings all of these social and economic effects, but and I don't want to get political, but I know that the Cuban government has always worried about, been concerned about people's health and social well-being and
education, environment, and health.
Yo no voy a generalizar diciendo que el MAS, pero posiblemente en el área, uno de los MAS, por no generalizar, gobiernos que ha tenido más cuidado y más con, preocupación en lo que es la sociedad, la educación, la salud de su pueblo, es el, ese país.
The Cuban country.
Yeah, and Cuba is one of the governments that has had the most concern for education, environment, and health. I'm sorry.
It depends on the environmental problem for the government from U.S. has been very strong to developing the different perspective for the health of the Cuban society now. It is very has been very bad for the Cuban society, not only because to try to work about the adaptation and mitigation of the climate change need money. If you don't have money, you can't do anything new technology. Clean technology is very expensive. Clean energy is very expensive. If you don't have resources, you cannot do anything. And for this reason, the blockade this impact in the all the Cuban society, in all the in all life in the Cuban society.
Priority it is to end the blockade.
Una cubana auténtica.
And I also, what I want to say is the good relationship that Obama was with Cuba is because Cuba has the vaccine to cure the cancer of the lungs. And that's why they were so with Cuba, because they want to exchange there. Another thing is that Cuba and all the hurricanes that they have very strong is the island who have less people die from all of that. When here, a most developed country in Katrina, they have many people there.
And in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. And another thing was too that the problem with Venezuela, that they say, oh, we want to give some help to Venezuela and everything. That's a lot of bullshit. Because you know what? How come they don't help the Huracan Maria in Puerto Rico? And it's been how many years? And now they want to go to Venezuela? No, it's all politics. It's all politics. And why they have the thing against Cuba so much when China is still communist and China control everything in this country? So why they don't get like that with China? No, it's everything about Cuba. Yeah. In Cuba, you can go and have a mammogram, whatever you want to do, and it's free. Of course, you have to make wait and everything. But here too, here we have to wait. We have to go to a second opinion and the doctor until they give you the paper to go to do an MRI. And still, you have to pay a lot of money there. When the bill comes, it's better than you have a heart attack because you cannot pay the bill. You cannot pay the bill when you go to the hospital. And then, another thing is how they say, "Oh, we are so care, we are so democratic. We have to care so much about the people." When you don't care, you throw bombs. You throw bombs to kids that are already born. What do you care about if people make an abortion or not when you kill the kids that are already born? Okay, so don't. Sorry. Yeah. 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 And the immigrants too. And then another thing with the immigrants. And what about his wife? His wife is an immigrant. How come he doesn't deport her?
Finish. Yeah.
Did that because of the,
yes, the vaccine
for lung cancer. So what was Trump's reasoning to go back on that?
Yeah, he didn't block that up.
I mean, he did that to us too. I mean, he came
close. ¿Cómo? ¿Cómo la cosa? Explícame.
No sé. Yeah. What do you take out? What do you take out?
The U.S. Does some things now and then to make it look good.
Yeah.
Obama, be clear about Obama. When they supposedly normalized relations,
right,
Obama was very frank. They said that the previous method of blockade on Cuba didn't work in overthrowing the government.
Right.
So they want to use a new method to overthrow the government. And so Obama used that method and had funding through the National Endowment for Democracy and the CIA and so forth, and funded some people inside Cuba, such as the ladies in white, to try to, and the ones who were jailed for trying to overthrow the government. So don't have illusions about Obama either.
So, a year and a half ago, the Harvard climate scientist James Anderson, are you familiar, spoke at the University of Chicago, gave the Benton Lecture, in which he criticized the university for failing the students and the society by not educating them to deal realistically with the climate crisis. He also told them that short of a national intervention, taking over the economy and running it as if we were in a Second World War again, with a command about how capital should be allocated, that we could not address the scope of the problem, which he said gave us 5 years before the last remaining multi-year ice in the Arctic is gone. That ice determines the function of the jet stream, as well as a number of other factors, and there's the issue of methane. Maybe you know about that too.
Yes, but one of the principal issues that we are doing now is how we do the process of accreditation. Se dice acreditación universitaria. University accreditation. How you prepare with the environmental culture for the people, for the professor. Who do the this contamination, this pollution, the mental pollution with the professor to try to have a culture. Because sometimes you have a very good economist, but these economists did the internalization of the process of the production and consumption. They know only so what is the cost of the product, but they not put the recycle, they don't use it. How you use the national resource, how you protect the environment with this production. We are working the different point of view with engineer, we are working in bioengineer, we are working the bioarchitecture, we are working in the different perspective. We try. We have been developing in Europe. We have been developing in different countries to try to put this inside of the professional. What mean the ability and the skills about the environment between his profession? Because if you don't do that, you will be like a mechanic. You don't will be environmental conscious. You don't have holistic approach of the human sustainable development. If you are environmental or you are agricultural engineer, you produce food, but you need security food. You need all these issues to avoid oil deposits. You need to avoid the Monsanto. You need to read what is the role of the community garden, what is the role of organic farming, what is the role of these issues, to try to understand what means the new civilization for the health. Because the point is, the central point is the health of the population. Exactly. If you don't put the health of the mental and social and cultural, individual, familiar, and community health, you can talk about the human sustainable development. If you don't put this like a principal idea, how you can to talk about the political, the tool of administration, the education, and the other issues, you don't put the principal holistic approach of the health like a central point for the human sustainable development. It is like a principal issue that we try to work, because you will be, for example, a very good engineer, but is engineer, the production is for the health, for the sustainable development. This is for the use of the population, is the object and subject of the human sustainable development. If you don't take account that, you don't have... Yes. Yes, yes.
The university buried his talk and did not do anything with his voice.
Yes, yes, it is very important.
What can we do as an ordinary people in order to influence the powerful, okay, to change their mind about the climate change?
Yes, we have, for example, Chicago has a plan for climate, community plan for the climate change. In Chicago, I saw that you have a very good plan for the political issues in the level of the municipality to try to develop in the perspective of each municipality. Have a municipality garden, municipality neighborhood to try to work with popular environmental education. I saw here in Chicago. Because I want to talk about Cuba and the other countries, but in Chicago in particular, I saw, to prepare this exchange with you, I saw what they're doing in Chicago to try to know what I saw, but I don't know, I wrote, but I don't know in the practice what they are doing really, because it depends on the mayor, it depends on the other issues, but it is, because it is a, we have the necessity to have a popular movement about the environmental education association, because we don't take account that the principal work that we need to do for the future is in our home, is our family, we cannot do anything, because when we go to the university reproduces the same model. But you need to be prepared, the child. What is the campaign here to not smoke?
There's not much.
Yeah. No smoking. But the marijuana and the methamphetamine, the people use it. It is a very contradiction. Marijuana free, and you cannot smoke. Yes, it is to try to analyze how you will be the concern of the people in different areas to analyze all these issues for the health. Because if you don't took what mean human sustainable development for your family? The first question is, how I want to educate my children? I want to, they will be sick? No, I want to be free. I want to be happy. But happy not for the, I go to the store, buy this. No. It is another conscience. It's happy because I have a lot. Yeah. I have egoist. No, it's not mean that to be happy. We need to change the mentality to put what mean they read the book, what mean to try to talk with the people, because all the time is in the computer or play what is a play that the child in hand. Boom, boom, and the high velocity. That is my child. I am happy because
video game.
I am happy because my son is. I don't. It is good. Very good song. He is in the room. Boom, 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 all the time. After that, when he will be more high, will be in the other age. He want to go to motorcycle. He want to go to arm. Because what is our civilization? It is a human environment. It is a health. It is a mental health to produce all diseases in the disease in the society. Or this is it is environment, because we cannot think only about the environment for the tree or for the animal. We need to see human social environment like a part of the sustainable human sustainable development. Yes, in the world we are two lines. The line for the transgenic with the Monsanto and the other, and we have another line for the sustainable agriculture. The sustainable agriculture is a link between organic agriculture, with chemical agriculture, but to try to do the control, the not transgenic. Because if you analyze the transgenic, it's like a slavery for the farmer, because they need to use the same products of the transgenic always. You change the traditional food, the traditional semillas, I'll say semillas. See, of the people for the transgenic, all the time you never will change. You will be a slavery of the Monsanto. And now we are the political for the safe food, security food. So it is how you prepare the state, because the first you need, this is an economical point of view. The economical point of view has a political point of view. What is the relation to economic and politics? In order to try to develop to the state, need to know what is the role of the state in order to do the public administration for the police. So if you don't have this public administration in this area to try to develop in this, it is a bad problem. Because of course, if you have a sanguine organic and sanguine chemic, it's more cheaper an organic than a chemic. And the poor people, what would they do it? It's a poison with a, but it is the role of the economy, like a principal point of view. For the reason, the move need to be more popular, organic agriculture, to be more cheaper, that the people, but it's not only to be cheaper, to be conscious that the poison, you are the principal people who poison your family because it's more cheaper. Yeah. And what is the relationship with this, the food for the sick, for the health? What is the food security for the health? And what is the relationship to try to do all these issues? Now, there is the principal movement. Now, for example, I know that we are working with international consumer, that they are working in a different country to try to develop it. But at the same time, what is the role of economic to do the determination, the use that you will use in your home? And how is the role of the urban agriculture? Because if you have a piece of land, how you produce your tomato, how you produce your different issues that for example, in Cuba, we have a very strong urban agriculture. It's all organic. But in the doctor of the family, we have a doctor of the family, how we need to put together to have the relation, the health with the food security.
We have another meeting Tuesday, I'm the same thing, if you know anybody who'd like to come, and if you want to be a speaker Tuesday, send me your picture or not.
I'm so sorry, guys.
You are Cuban, my dear.
And I'm tired than justice.
You are Cuban.
So I have more flyers if you want.
So just a couple quick announcements. If you're leaving inspired after listening to Javier, especially if you kiss someone in the maracón, or you will, something actually about climate change. So there's three possibilities. Number one is that one of the strongest social movements in Chicago the last few decades is the Chicago Teachers Union and their allies. And they're gearing up possibly for another strike. and they're asking for a nurse, a social worker, and a librarian in every school.
Yes.
So one of the things that some of us discuss with them is to put solar panels on every school. Something that's outside of their contract, but we could push Lightfoot to do. There's 400 schools.
Wind turbines.
There's not enough room for most schools yet. So solar panels would be one thing. The second opportunity is September 20th to 27th. Youth in every continent of the world, including Cuba, have called for a climate strike.
Yes.
This is not well known yet out in the public, but if you type in climate strike September 20th, you'll find lots of information. I don't know if there's meetings yet in Chicago, so that's the second thing. And the last thing is that on Invaders Day weekend, that's known as Columbus Day weekend, there's going to be a national meeting in the Shawnee National Forest, which a lot of people in Chicago don't even know where it is, but it's just south of Carbondale, where people from all over the country and the world are coming together to really develop a much better strategy of how to attack climate change. So it'll be down there if you want any more information for me afterwards. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And now begin to work together like a very international team. Okay?
And thank you for everybody that here, because it's very important to keep our eye open and don't be sleeping, because society and time changing so fast and everybody's getting like too. And we don't see the reality of what's going on in the world. And it's not only Cuba, it's everybody, because it's no borders. Everybody is a human being, and that's what it counts. So thank you for having your eyes open.
Thank you.